Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And by the way, thank you so much for your well wishes, everybody. I went through quite a deal with the RSV lung lining strips, and hey, look, I'm doing more than I've done in 25 years. I'm in the best shape I've been in over 2 decades, and I ran my sprints last night. Today I'm doing the sled and swimming, and listen, it's working. It's working. So you can do this too. Just start where you're at and just work on improving. But it's kind of a shame to get back in shape that I had to have a serious illness, but it worked. But listen, my sincere thanks to all of you. I got scores of emails from people telling me how much better I look and they're happy for me. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And with the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 and the banks being in trouble, and the Dodd-Frank Law says they can take your money because you're an unsecured creditor. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let the grass grow under your feet. Let Noble Gold help you like they helped me. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you a free information packet. It contains Noble Gold's number. No one will bug you. You'll look at it and say, I see why Dave raves about them and why he's a customer. DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Dr. Ted Brower, old friend. He's one of my oldest and most trusted friends in this business. And he has a tremendous show with he and his son Austin. And Ted and I've talked about this a lot. You know, our alternative media is compromised, and Ted is one of the people that I trust. He's in my inner circle, someone that when he calls me about something, I know it's true. I hold him in the same regard as I do Doug Thornton. And the people who are close to me, like Paul Preston, I'll tell you, Ted takes it to the bank every time. Ted, my friend, it's been too long since you've been on. We're going to do this more regularly going forward. But now I'm back in the saddle, completely in control of myself physically, so I'm able to really kind of keep up on what's going on. I was afraid I was going to lose my show. I was so sick. I had a doctor telling me you're going to be on oxygen. And I just had my physical 2 days ago, and these people were amazed. My A1C is 5. My blood pressure was 118 over 73. So, Ted, you're looking at the picture of health, my friend, and you've helped me through the years with that. You kept me off the operating table years ago with products from your company that we'll talk about before we're done. You told me, just give me a few weeks, don't go get that surgery. That was almost 20 years ago now. That was a long time ago. Anyway, what's on the agenda today, as if there's nothing to talk about?
Well, I want to cover this with you. It just came out this morning. It says Congress has introduced a law now that would provide a president power to block access to all digital assets. I don't know if you saw this yet or not. It just came out this morning. I saw
I haven't seen it. CBDC.
it.
Yep.
Yeah, the president, pursuant to such regulations as the president may prescribe, shall prohibit any transactions between any person, subject, or jurisdiction of the United States and a foreign digital asset transaction facilitator, the bill says. Earlier this week, a congressman appeared to insert an amendment buried in a much must-pass spending bill that would grant U.S. presidents sweeping powers to block access to digital assets. S-4443, Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025, first introduced on the Federal Register and Ledger on June the 3rd, would authorize appropriations for fiscal year 2025 for intelligence and intelligence-related activities of the United States government, the Intelligence Community Management Account, and the Central Intelligence Agency Retirement and Disability Account, and for other purposes, the bill summary says. Recently, this wide-reaching amendment added to it, the buried within the lengthy legislation, basically says that the amendment broadly defines digital assets, encompassing any digital representation of value recorded on cryptographically secured distributed ledgers, Cointelegraph noted. So we have him now basically being able to control, if this gets passed, which I hope it does not, any foreign digital asset transaction. So again, people that are not holding physical gold or physical, assets, could have their basically access to these types of products if this passes blocked. And and we've talked about this so many times, Dave. I mean, in other words, if you have another bank account somewhere else in the country and you're a dual citizen or you're able to do other things with your money as far as transferring it around the country, and the government knows about that, they can block access to this now, according to this bill, if it passes. Hopefully it will not. But it's interesting to me how we're watching the power grab of Washington become more and more and more inclusive, as people are beginning to realize that we've got a major problem in the United States with our government itself, and the government is providing a lot of problems, producing a lot of problems that we don't need to have produced. It's sad to me. I mean, when you have a, you know, the government basically is using as a power against Donald Trump the judiciary branch of the government and taking misdemeanors for line item entries from a CFO into his accounting records and turning them into over 30 felonies and finding him guilty. It's mind-boggling to me that we actually have this type of government in play when Hunter Biden, his laptop, skates on everything and nobody ever goes after him. So it's a major mess. And Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article and he says that patriotism has destroyed America. And I read this article because I thought it was interesting he would say it this way. And he's saying not necessarily patriots being by itself is bad, but what he's saying is that people who are conservatives, who are patriots, refuse to admit that there's anything wrong with the United States government and continue to blindly follow the government, basically saying that the government can't make any mistakes and they always have our best interests at heart. And this is born from the Greatest Generation, according to Tom Brokaw, when he wrote that book about the people who came through World War II, who you know, stormed the beaches of Normandy, being the Greatest Generation. And this generation is the generation that saw the United States as the shining light on a hill that could never do anything wrong. And they trained their baby boomer children to believe the same thing. And these baby boomer children, the patriots today, including my age group and your age group, are looking at this going, well, wait a minute, the government is doing things wrong. But the vast majority of the people our age, Dave, and even down to the age of 50, they don't see the government as being a problem. They see Russia as being a problem, China as being a problem. They don't see the fact that the government is orchestrating and machinating this type of problem behind the scenes. And they continue to believe, no matter what they hear, the rhetoric that comes from the White House, including from Donald Trump, including from Joe Biden, including from all these other government agencies and Operation Mockingbird to the running of the media that continually blames anybody they want to blame as the boogeyman, but never looking at our federal government as the primary problem. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right on that. And it's interesting. I do this show out of, and I know you do too, out of a spirit of patriotism. We're decidedly Christian and we're decidedly patriotic. And yet I don't know if there's anybody more vociferous than you and I are in terms of going forward and criticizing the mechanics of this government and what's happened. I mean, the Constitution's dead on arrival. Our justice system is basically resembling Bolshevik communism. This is a joke, Ted. This is an absolute joke what's going on. You know, I told you this before we went on the air, and I'll mention it here just to show how criminal things are and why people over 50 should be upset. Matthew Colangelo was the number three guy in DOJ. He leaves that high-paying, prestigious job that setting him up for a judgeship, really, being the number three guy in DOJ. And he leaves there to go to work in the state attorney general's office in New York for Letitia James. And he's only there a brief time, but obviously consulting on the trial with the money movements and so forth and the declaration of wealth. And then he lands as Alvin Bragg's assistant in Manhattan DA office. This guy's making half the money, less than half the money than he was at DOJ working. He's directing the trial for Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. And not only that, Alex Soros in the week and during the deliberations of the trial, the hush money trial, Alex Soros on behalf of Daddy visited the White House 14 times. So this big cabal has conspired illegally to convict Donald Trump. And with Alex Soros is involved, do you think I'm being out of line, Ted, by suggesting there are probably payoffs going to the jurors? And here's why I say that. One juror came out and it was a one-day report in mainstream media. I was offered $120,000 to acquit Trump. You know what the old saying is, Ted? Accuse your enemy of what it is you're doing. What do you think based on those facts I just told you?
Dave, you know, to me, it only would have taken one juror to stop us to a hung jury. And it seemed incredible to me that they deliberated for, you know, for just a few hours on 36 felonies, which made, I think I figured it out, it was about 15 minutes per felony in which they convicted him. And so it was almost as though it was a prearranged trial, prearranged verdict, prearranged everything. But then we have to look at what, you know, Otto Kahn said, you know, 100 years ago. He said that, you know, he was one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank. He said that the Kabbalists, this would, the Kabbalists would be the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, which runs everything through the money supply, that they basically control the planet by holding it by its axis. They turn it any which way they want to go. They control both communism, nationalism, and, you know, basically capitalism. They control all of it because they control the media. They control everything. And so you have to look at the international banking cartels as the ones who are primarily responsible for all of this stuff. And so when you see it like this and you start wondering, you know, because George Soros was made famous and became and worked for the Rothschilds. He did that. I've done entire shows on that. I don't have those notes in front of me right now on how they hired him, worked with him, funded him, backed him. And so they always use front guys, because if everything was the Rothschild 5 and 10, the Rothschild gas station, the Rothschild UPS, the Rothschild State Farm Insurance, the Rothschild, pretty soon people say, who are these Rothschilds and why do they own everything? And so they don't do that. They always use what are called cutouts or front guys like Soros or Bill Gates or Joe Biden. And they say, by the way, we're controlling you, but you can't use our name. You don't know who we are, but we're the ones who are behind the curtain. So the international bank cartels back in 1913 did a coup of the United States of America under that unbelievably corrupt Woodrow Wilson, who brought us to, you know, that crazy treaty of, you know, that was nobody even would ratify here in the United States after World War One. He said we'd never get into World War One. He pushed us into World War One. I mean, the guy was a syphilis-infected nightmare, and he basically is the one who basically sold out the country because he was being sued by a girl at Princeton who basically he was having an affair with on his wife. And then Samuel Untermyer is the one who went in and blackmailed Woodrow Wilson because he was representing the girl who had the affair with him. And then Samuel Untermyer is the same guy who pushed the Scofield Reference Bible, the same guy that declared the war on Germany in 1933 on WABC, and the same guy who pushed this whole Zionism mess into the mainstream media in the early 1900s. All of this stuff is being orchestrated by the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan sect. And we have to understand that. And once we see it, we can't unsee it, period. But, you know, Paul Craig Roberts, what he said, that patriotism, this unbridled patriotism, and is what the, is what's basically destroying America, because the patriots and the nationalists are refusing to see the problem is not with Russia, it's not with China, because the same central bank that owns the United States owns Russia, owns China, owns all the central banks except for North Korea and Syria and basically Iran. All of a sudden, we start to understand that the money machine behind the scenes is what's doing this, but they don't want us to see them. So it is no surprise to me that a representative of the Rothschild banking cartel through George Soros met in the White House 14 times. But the sad part about it is that's pretty blatant. You would think that they'd have met somewhere else besides the White House. You know,
Pictures taken with people like Kamala Harris when he was there. They didn't even try to hide it. It was amazing how easy this was to find.
Well, you know, when Joan Rivers said that Barack Obama was gay and that Michelle Obama was a transgender, then a few months later she was dead. All right. If Barack Obama is indeed gay, which I believe he is, and Michelle is basically a transgender, which I believe she is, and they can do this to the American population and make us believe that he's not gay and she's not a tranny, then they can make us believe and see anything, because they believe they're so powerful now. They've taken control of the media and the minds of the human beings on this planet. They believe they can do whatever they want to do, and nobody's going to say anything to them because they're fear of what happened to the Patriots on January the 6th, in which there's still a lot of them rotting in jail after 4 years with no hope of a trial, never to be released again, with some of them getting 20-year prison sentences for entering a Capitol building, and Stuart Rhodes wasn't even there, and he still got sentenced to prison. I mean, this is insanity what's going on in the United States. And when a former president can be put on trial for line item CFO entries and to have them turn from misdemeanors into felonies, it's unbelievable the power they have now over the government from a control standpoint. And now the mainstream media is pushing for a rebellion by the Trump voters against, you know, Biden, if Biden wins or if Trump gets put in jail, to start a civil war, because that's what they want, because their whole thing is out of chaos will come a new world order. That's their mantra. And they want to have a civil war. They want to have the Patriots bear arms against the United States. The beta test they did was January the 6th. And they want to have all the leaders of the Patriot movement bear arms, stand up against the government so they can arrest all of them again, like they did the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks would take the people who were against the government, and they would basically isolate them and kill them. I mean, many of them were burned alive inside of their churches with their Russian Orthodox priests. They, you know, this, the Russian Revolution went on for 15 years. People don't realize that. And they said over all the problems, anywhere from 50 to 100 million Russians were killed with this. They don't care how long it takes. It's a slow dismantling of the United States of America that was brought to us exclusively to begin with by the Frankfurt School in 1933 when they fled Germany and went to Columbia University and have indoctrinated the youth and the collegiate the colleges throughout the entire country now with this ideology of Marxism. And the problem is Marxism doesn't work, and they know that. They realize that a collective society like that, that the people stop working. They saw it with the Soviet Union. It couldn't even feed itself any longer. Without the incentive of having something more than you started with by working your bottom off all the time, nobody wants to do it. Everybody just wants to get to the cart and sit in the cart. I mean, if you've got 100 people pulling a cart, it's pretty easy. But when you get 100 people sitting in the cart waiting for somebody else to pull it, if one person jumps out of the cart, they can't do it themselves. That's communism. But they know that that destroys everything, and they want to come in and bring the whole world under this communistic model, which doesn't work to start with. But what it allowed them to do is to put people who don't listen into gulags. Oh, that's right. They've already done that with the people in January the 6th. They've been put into gulags in Washington, D.C., withheld. Their rights have been withheld. They've been beaten. They've been starved. They've been look at what they've done to Julian Assange. All he tried to do was tell the truth. And now they're trying to kill him in prisons. And they're never going to give him a chance to get on the stand and testify. There's no way. He said that if the truth were told about the federal government, that 90% of them would go to jail. And so he's probably right about those numbers too. And what would happen is we'd have an entire change out. But if we don't fix the problems with lobbying, if we don't fix the problems with term limits, if we don't fix the problems that we have right now, even if we had an entirely new Congress instituted and put back in, the Rothschild banking cartel would be able to print enough money to basically bribe everybody all over again and basically start the process. It may take another 20 years, but we'll be right back to the back where we were before. They want the United States dismantled, and they want a one-world government under the World Economic Forum, under George Soros, who's underneath the Rothschild banking cartel. They want to put their leader, who's Lucifer, into the power of the Antichrist, bring him out on the temple steps, declare him God, and basically rule the planet. That's who's doing this. It's the same group that has ruled the planet for thousands of years. It's the same group that made everything unbelievably evil in Genesis chapter 6 to the point that God felt he needed to flush the entire planet. It's the same group.
Oh, yeah. You just hit the magic phrase there. Genesis 6. See, a lot of people don't like what I say this, but it's there in the Bible. It talks about the fallen angels, and then it says, and they were there afterward. After what? After the flood. Their DNA survived. And I believe that the remnants of that have co-opted human conspirators at high levels to basically depopulate the planet and gain total control. Do you agree with that?
Yes. And I cover this in Angel Wars. If you go to healthmasters.com and go to the scroll down to where it says shows, the very top of that says Angel Wars. And I talk about the pre-Adamic race, the pre-Adamic flood. The flood was Noah. The flood with Noah was the second flood of the planet. And the angels were locked down here, prison planet Earth, probably in Antarctica. They were released, and now they're doing the same machinations they did before after the guard with Satan was released. And they're doing the same thing all over again. And the sad part about it is that, you know, if you try to go to Antarctica, you're arrested. If you try to take a ship down there, you're arrested. If you try to fly a jet over Antarctica, you're shot down to protect you, because they say you can't go to Antarctica because it's down there is basically where these entities live and what they do, as far as I'm concerned. And so otherwise they wouldn't have such secrecy around it. And, you know, and I was with Buzz Aldrin or one of the other NASA scientists or astronauts who faked the moon landing. What did he say? He goes, he went to Antarctica and said it was so evil they had to bring him back. I mean, he like passed out from it. And so it's just we've got a group of entities that you're exactly right with, Dave, from Genesis chapter 6, from the ancient Canaanite religions that still run this planet today through human sacrifice and pedophilia. They still do the same thing they've done for thousands of years. And the sad part about it is human beings, this is so dark that nobody wants to talk about it. But Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, with every thought with evil all the time, is what it says in Genesis 6, so it will be upon my return. And we've got a long ways until that happens. But once they implement the 5G, 6G systems, and they start controlling people through nanotechnology that's been injected probably through the COVID shot or through frequency manipulation, they can make you incredibly happy, unbelievably depressed, suicidally depressed by just putting a certain energy field through your brain. And they have the ability, they've had that ability since the 60s, 60, 70 years now. And they have the ability to control people right now through energy fields. But we don't want to talk about any of that because it's too much like science fiction. And then Christians don't want to believe that they have the power over these entities, which they do. These entities know that. That's why they have done a full-blown assault on Christianity, and they don't want Christians to come out and coalesce together as Christians and start praying together and pleading the blood of Jesus. We even know, by if you look at the research, that if you're abducted by one of these entities and you call on the name of Jesus, you're put back into your home. They stop messing with you immediately because they don't want Jesus to show up. And you can read about that over hundreds and hundreds of times you went online. I called on the name of Jesus, I was put back in my house. This is especially during sleep paralysis when they attack you in the middle of the night.
Yes.
All of this stuff is very, very real. That's why our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these entities in these other dimensions. And that's why the Bible tells us in Ephesians to put on the full armor of God. So we can stand against this stuff. And then it says to stand your ground. But the reality is Christians have been dismantled systemically now for the past. Really, it started. The Catholic Church got hopelessly corrupt. You know, Luther came back in and tried to fix it all, you know, 500 years ago. Then we started having the Protestant Reformation, and then people started realizing the Bible was real and we need to follow it. And then we basically had that all push up into the early 1900s. And then we had the Frankfurt School come back in and start taking the Bible back apart. Then this is something that's going to make some people mad, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Then we started having these people come in with these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it dogma doctrines, and which eliminate any kind of gods being just God. To have to basically, you know, have a, you know, a great relationship with God and a respectful relationship of God. They want you just to look at God as a vending machine that you get to name it, claim it, blab it, grab it groups. And they started with Oral Roberts Ministry. I'm calling it out for what it was back in the 30s and the 40s with these tent ministries. Some you'll say some of these people, I'm not specifically naming names, were high level Masons. And then they came in and started pushing this whole dogma on the feel good theology, taking Jesus out. One of the guys the other day in alt media came out and said that he basically feels that he's the very oracle of God, that he hears from God, that God talks to him and all the rest, and that basically they were going to close him down, but now they didn't close him down because God warned him this was going to happen. This is the same guy who comes on the show drunk, comes on the same guy who curses using God's name in vain, the same guy that basically won't criticize certain entities out around the planet, and the same guy that basically is pushing a narrative of 90% truth and 10% pure falsehoods, pure lies. I mean, I see it all the time. You and I have talked about the compromise of alt media with the CIA. And you and I won't do it, but we can do it. We can name names.
No, we can't.
People
we
who
don't.
Are compromised.
We don't.
We know
don't.
Them.
We don't. I'll tell you why I don't. Because it would confuse the new people to the movement, and they wouldn't trust where we're going. And we don't need to show that division. We just need to stay in our lane and mind our business and do what we need to be doing. I'm going to tell you, the name it, claim it, grab it ministry. I will say this. There is a place for prosperity evangelism, but it has to be in perspective. It's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to get to that level. It's hard not to backslide. It's really, really hard to be a Christian. You're going to be persecuted. But there are rewards. God does take care of those who are faithful to him, but he does it in his way and in his time, and not necessarily in our way and in our time. And what I have a problem with the prosperity evangelists is they're saying, believe in God, send me money, and you'll get double the money back. I have a problem with that.
I heard it say one time like this, and it's very well said by a preacher. And his son took over the church. He's retired now, and his son no longer is one of those Kenneth Hagin weirdos. And here's what he said. He said, God doesn't mind you having stuff.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want stuff having you.
Exactly.
Okay. He doesn't want stuff to become your God. He doesn't care if you drive a nice car, have a nice house, but he doesn't want that to define you and make you something that you're not supposed to be. And he's absolutely right with that. But so what I look at is this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is a day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. But I also realize that we have to be putting God first, Jesus first, all the days of our life. And a lot of these alt media people, they don't talk about Jesus. Because Jesus is the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith. Jesus created the universe. It's through him all things are held together. And when he died on Calvary, the earthquake started happening. And if God the Father hadn't stepped in, I believe the entire planet would have come apart. That's who Jesus is. And he was willing to die for us. He created the heavens and the earth. Jesus did. And when you understand that, I covered it in Angel Wars, and I give you the scriptures to back it. Through him, all things were created, it says. If we understand who he is, then we're going to call on the name of Jesus. But these groups, especially the Masonic Lodge groups, They have another god. They call him the Light Bearer, and that's Lucifer. And if you read Albert Pike's Moral and Dogma, it goes into detail with this. And when you understand who these entities are and what they do, you start to realize that they've been that the people who join these Masonic lodges at lower levels, they have no idea what they're getting into. At the higher level, from 33 degrees up, they start to understand what they're involved in. But by then, they're so entrenched in it, they don't know what to do. It's kind of like the Mormon faith. The Mormon faith brings you in at a very low level, but they don't tell you when you first start the Mormon faith that they believe that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers. That's what they believe. So they bring you in, and by the time they tell you that, now you're so entrenched in the Mormon religion that you don't know what to do, because all your friends, all your business contacts, all your associates are all involved in this.
Yes.
And I had this happen a few years ago. I had a Mormon come to my house to proselytize, and I invited him in. We sat down in my office. And he had an older gentleman with him. And the young boy was just talking about Mormonism, how wonderful it is. And I listened to him for a couple of minutes. And I said, well, I got to ask you a question. I said, you guys believe that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers? He goes, oh, no, we don't believe that. And I looked at him and I said, okay. Yeah, you do. I said, they haven't told you that yet. So I looked at his buddy who was sitting beside him, the 60-year-old guy. And I said, tell him the truth, that you believe that Jesus Christ and Lucifer were brothers. And he looked at the young guy and goes, we believe that. And the young guy's, his mouth just dropped open. He couldn't believe it. And then suddenly the old guy goes, well, we have to leave now. And they got to run out the door, never to return. When you call them out for what they believe and what they say and what they do and what their belief structure is in their own literature, they start wondering. But they can't tell you at the beginning, like the Masonic lodges can't tell you at the beginning, you know, what they believe. Because if they did, you'd run them out the door. You know, when they talk about the Lord, they don't talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. They talk about the Lord.
Ted, I'm not trying to be an apologist for that view, because I don't believe that view. But if you had the realm of heaven and everyone's there, and this is before, you know, the rebellion where one third of the angels rebelled, aren't they all technically brothers in heaven? Are they basing that on a technicality, do you think?
I don't know. Don't care. All I know is this. Okay. You know, it's like the guys I have. There's a TV evangelist, Kenneth Copeland. And he said in one of his videos that God is just as much female as he is male.
No.
And that makes God – no, listen, that's what he said. And so he basically – to me, and I'm going to extrapolate that out, that means he's a hermaphrodite. See, that's what the Kabbalists teach, that God is a hermaphrodite named Ein Sof, who's a stake in a tree. And now here's my God. My God created Jesus Christ, who's the exact image of God the Father. Jesus Christ was a male. He's a carpenter. It's an alpha male willing to die for us on the cross. You know, when Jesus Christ was made perfect, it says in the book of Hebrews, which means he came into the knowledge of who he was. I mean, think about it, Dave. Jesus was 10 or 12, 13, 14 years old. Yeah, he didn't know who he was when he was a baby, right? Because he was born man. By the time he's becoming a teenager, he starts to realize he's the one who created heavens and the earth. He starts to realize that he's God. And then he says in the Garden of Gethsemane, he goes, by the way, you know, Peter cuts off the servant's ears. He goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, I could call down 50,000 angels right now. I don't have to do this. I'm doing this willingly. Calm it down. I'm not coming to live by the sword. Takes the servant's ear, puts it back on the guy who had the ear cut off and is healed. He didn't have to go to the cross. He didn't have to be beaten. He was God. He could have looked at these people and he could have said, off with your heads, and every one of them would have died. Instantly, the angels would have come down and taken care of it. He didn't do that. So when you tell me that Jesus Christ is a hermaphrodite, because you say that God the Father is the same male as he is female and Jesus Christ is the same image, that's blasphemy to me. Now, a lot of these people, they say, well, are they high-level Masons? I don't know what these guys are. But the problem is that this, I know one thing's for certain, that God is not a female, period. It doesn't say that in the Word, and Jesus wasn't a female. So I don't know as far as being an apologetist or whatever, but if you look at it this way, there is a God. We are not a God. Satan is not God. He was not created in God's image, and Jesus Christ and Satan are not brothers. Now, they were created, he was the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was from the beginning of time. They created Lucifer. That doesn't make them brothers. And so the problem is that when you get different doctrines and different churches that start saying all of this stuff and start doubting the deity of Christ, it basically negates what he did on the cross as far as the spilling of his blood as an omnipresent being. Everything changes. Because it's the blood that saves us, the sanctification that the blood creates. It says in the book of Genesis, when Cain killed Abel, his blood cried out through all the heavens. And it says in Hebrews, when Jesus died on the cross, his blood cried out much, much more. It's the eternal blood that's from an omnipresent being that provides the sacrifice for our sins for all eternity, period. That's who Christ is. And so when you take away his deity and you take that away and you make him another human being or another created being, it changes everything. That's why I don't buy all that stuff. But again, I'm going to say this in defense of the Mormons who come into that religion. The vast majority of them in the beginning have no idea what they believe, and they have no idea that's being taught to them, just like in the Masonic lodges. And some of the finest people I've ever met are basically Mormons. Some of the most honest people I've ever met. I've had them work for me before. And same thing is true. Some of the finest people that I know that are low-level Masons who have no idea what's going on are some of the best contractors, best people that I've ever worked with. But the problem is that, you know, you got to look at who you're being taught by and what they teach. And if they're not teaching the Word of God, because the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what are they teaching? They're teaching blasphemy. And I'm telling you, the world is being controlled by the same ancient Satan Canaanite cults that were here after the flood with Noah from the fertility rituals they used to do. It's all part of that. It's all the sex death. It's a sex death cult that runs the planet, period. That's who runs it. That's what Jeffrey Epstein led. It was a sex death cult. That Nexium that was out there, that was a sex death cult. All these weird people are involved in all these weird things. The child pedophilia, the child trafficking are all being run by sex death cults. And the sad part about it, it all orchestrates back to the same sex death cult, which is the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan. The problem is it's all underneath the sheets, underneath the covers, where we can't see it as basically Christians. So we want to pretend like it's not there and forget about it and not pull the sheet back. Remember in the Wizard of Oz, when little Toto runs over and the guy's behind the curtain, the wizard, and he pulls the curtain back and he goes, oh, don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, we got to look at the man behind the curtain. Who's controlling the money strings? It's the Kabbalist sect. And we understand that when you tell me that Soros, who works for the Rothschild banking cartel, tell his son meets in the White House 14 times during the Trump trial, it tells us who's running the show and who's running the planet. They're telling, they're giving the marching orders to the leaders of our country. If you want to call Joe Biden a leader, he's a figurehead, number one, and he's seen all on top of everything else. And again, they're showing us they can put anybody they want into the White House, including a senile old man with a son who's a pervert with a computer that's filled with porn and child porn, all kinds of pornography, all kinds of filth.
Hold on, let's not let Joe off the hook here. He's a pervert too.
Oh, no, they are.
The alleged, originally alleged, he showers with his daughter when she was young. That's a conspiracy theory. Who'd ever say such a thing about a president? Well, now the lady who stole the daughter's diary that's on trial, the court came back to the daughter and said, we want you to verify the diary where these allegations are made. And she said, yeah, it's true. That's an accurate depiction of what happened. Joe Biden was a pedophile with his own daughter.
Well, don't you remember when he first ran for president, he couldn't stop sniffing all the young girls?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, what kind of weirdo is this in the White House? But now, remember, they don't show him with children anymore because they keep him away from kids. Because, I mean, he couldn't even help himself. He'd have to start sniffing them in front of the cameras. He couldn't stop. And you think, what the heck is this? And then we got Obama, who is a known gay guy up in Chicago in the bathhouses. He's in the presidency. And on and on and on and on. And don't forget Donald Trump. I'm not letting him off the hook on this. He goes, hey, I want to be the most pro-gay administration in the White House. And, you know, his buddy, what was his guy's name? Ro Cohen, the guy from the 70s. He was this flamboyant gay guy up in New York, and he ran around with Donald Trump to the clubs all the time. All of this stuff is machination behind the scenes, these machinations, and all of it's orchestrated to the same group of people like Wilbur Ross, who in 1988 bought Trump out of bankruptcy for billions and billions of dollars when Wilbur Ross was working for Rothschild, Inc., not making this stuff up. Google it. Look it up. Well, you may have to duck go. A lot has been covered. The internet's being scrubbed. A lot of this is being taken down. The problem we've got here is this. We have the nationalists that I talked about in the beginning, the patriots, that really want to make America great again. But they refuse to look at both sides of the narrative. I think it was Ernest Hemingway who said that a true genius, a true person who's got the ability with concrete rational thought, these are not his words, my words, can look at both sides of the narrative and find the pros and the cons on both sides. And see, that's what we have to learn to do again as a people, as a nation. We got to say, okay, Donald Trump does this absolutely great, but he shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have had Operation Warp Speed. He shouldn't have closed the country down. Okay, but he did this, do this right. But he shouldn't have done this right. Okay, he shouldn't have pushed red flag gun laws. The same thing with Biden. Of course, I haven't found anything that Biden has done right. Nothing. And
not
now
one.
He's coming in.
Not one thing.
Well, now he's coming in a couple months before the election, and he's shutting down the border again, stopping this mass immigration.
No, he's not. He's not. That's not true. It's a deception because he's shutting down the border, but he's only shutting down the border and keeping people out if Mexico agrees to take them, and they're not agreeing to take them.
So there you
nothing,
go. There
nothing
you go.
Has changed. It's a total facade. His executive order is a total lie.
Wow. Okay. See, again, I had read the total live, what he was planning on doing, and I didn't know behind the scenes again what was going on, the machinations behind the scenes. Again, all remember the international banking cartel, the Rothschilds, right? They own APY and Reuters. They tell the media what the stories are and what to report on, period. And when they see when you see this stuff coming out and it's not from all media, you got to ask yourself a question. Is it the truth or it's a lie? It's so pervasive now that 90%, and I'm going to say it's probably closer to 95% of alt media is co-opted. Remember what the Germans figured out during World War I and World War II, and the Allies figured out with the OSS. They found out if they released propaganda or bad intel to the Germans, and it was all bad intel, the Germans didn't believe any of it. But if they gave them 90% truth and 10% lies, the Germans would believe all of it. And that's all part of this stuff through the Frankfurt School and through what's the other one? It's the Office of Naval Intelligence, Tavistock. They've learned how to control the psyche of the American population through propaganda.
Oh, Ted, I got to tell you this story. Dr. Epstein, not to be confused with Jeffrey Epstein, Harvard psychologist, liberal. And he was curious because remember, it was Hillary in 2016 that said the Russians stole the election. Russia, Russia, Russia. And then Trump got put under investigation. General Flynn's reputation was ruined over this nonsense. But listen to what Epstein, I want to pronounce it correctly. Psychologist, good researcher. Don't agree with him. He doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like conservatism, but he does like America. So here's what he did. He and his research team studied the effect of Google manipulation of search engines, and they used test subject audiences to test this. And what he found in 8 years of research is that the views of the average person can be changed 40 to 80% of the time, depending on the issue. And then he went back and extrapolated voter data from 13 swing states he identified and said, without Google, Trump would have easily won 11 of them and had been the president. And he said, I didn't vote for Trump. Now, he's doing a presentation in Texas at the invitation of Attorney General Ken Paxton. And he's giving the results of this study, and some unidentified attorney general, we don't know who it was, came up to him and said, this is very interesting, but you can expect Google to cause you to have an accident. A few weeks later, this gets bizarre, Ted, his wife is broadsided. Her car is crushed on an on-ramp, hit and run. She dies. Okay. Now, a short time later, his son was supposed to go to the data center for research and to fix something because something was wrong with the mechanics of their electronics. And his son was hit and run by a black SUV that fled the scene as well. The son survived. And here's what he said in this interview I saw him do. He said, you have to remember, I'm a liberal. I do not support Donald Trump. He said, but that election was taken by Google. There will be no free elections as a result. And I can never get married again because I can't subject someone to the danger of what happened to my wife. Ted, this is a true story. This is a true
story. I believe you. Okay, here's the thing. Mancow Mueller, good friend of mine.
Yeah, I met him. I met him at a conference that I was at with Doug Thornton and Gary Haven. Yeah, good guy. Good guy.
Here, very conservative. He and I've known each other. I mean, we've known each other for over a decade. And I talked to him on a regular basis, texting him pretty much every day. And here's what he told me. Because, you know, he was on at one time, he was as big as Howard Stern's. I mean, he was syndicated like 400 stations nationwide.
Right.
And he and Howard Stern's would go at each other all the time. In fact, Howard Stern's was is a very big lowlife. He was saying all kinds of horrible things about Mankow's father and parents and everything else. It was horrible what he did. But the reality is that Mankow told me this. He said, you can either be extremely conservative or you can be extremely liberal. Either one, as long as you galvanize the population to one extreme or to the other extreme. He says, what you can't do in talk is go down the middle and criticize both sides. He says, they won't allow you to do that because that creates people's ability, causes people to think. And it makes people wonder what's really going on. What's the narrative here? And they start questioning the paradigm of the left and the right. And that's what Otto Kahn said. We control both the right and the left paradigm. We control everything for the sake of what we want to do. Now, I could go into detail on that, but I won't do it on your show. I did on my show a few weeks ago, and I read his entire show, what he said. But they're trying to bring in their Antichrist, Dave. You know, because they want to have the world ruled by an evil cabal through a 5G network, creating a hive mind so that every thought will be evil all the time. And Lucifer from another dimension can direct the thoughts and the attitudes of everybody on the planet, just like they did in Genesis 6. And they're doing that right now as we speak. And that's why when you have me and you out there saying, well, I like Donald Trump about this, and I don't like him about this, or I like Joe Biden about this, which I don't, or I don't like Joe Biden about this. No, me neither. So what do they do now? The last time we had the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party gave us an alternative to Biden or to Trump. Now the Libertarian candidate is pro-transgender, pro-gay, pro-weird, total liberal. He's not libertarian anymore. He's hardcore leftist is what he is. And you think, wait a minute. Now I got zero choice on the Libertarian ticket. So now I got to either choose Biden or I got to choose Trump.
What about Kennedy? Kennedy.
Well, Kennedy is not going to get on the ballot. I don't believe that 1 minute. Point is, and he won't be viable. But Kennedy puts one of the Rothschild women as vice president now. You remember that? I mean, all this stuff is part of the deal that, you know, we're going to be part of. They orchestrate. They tell you who you can vote for, who you can't vote for. And, of course, Kennedy's a Democrat. He's a liberal. But, you know, he's trying to stay conservative on issues like vaccines, et cetera, which I commend him for that. But the sad part about all of this stuff is you ask yourself a question. Where are the people on the ticket that really believe and represent the United States of America to the point that, you know, we could say, hey, wait a minute, this person does what he says he's going to do? I learned a long time ago, your walk walks a lot more than your rhetoric or your talk talks. People watch what people do. Let me give you an example. You know, if you know, I don't eat pork. I don't touch pork because the Bible says don't eat pork in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Jesus was, you know, raised Jewish. He basically never ate pork. So I don't touch pork. I stay away from it. Now, yeah, everybody's heard me talk about it. World Health Organization said it's the primary cause of cancer globally. So I don't touch pork. So if you came down here and I've got a big ham in my refrigerator, and I offer you a ham sandwich, you can be like, what the heck, Ted? You talk about this, but you do this. That's the problem we have with our politicians. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were best buddies. I mean, what the heck, man? You know, on and on and on and on it goes. But yet we're supposed to turn our head and not pay attention to the bad stuff. Now, Donald Trump at this point for conservatives has turned into the only person that's a viable candidate for the re-election to keep Joe Biden from having 4 more years. All of it's orchestrated, Dave, and you know as well as I do it is. These powers that be who control everything, they tell us who we can and can't vote for, and they basically put the people in the power who they can control, in my opinion.
Ted, I got a question on that point, though. If Trump is one of them masquerading as an alternative, then why are they trying so hard to put him in jail? What's your opinion on that?
Let's see. First of all, this thing's going to get appealed to the Supreme Court, and you know, and he's not going to be put in jail until the appeal process runs its course, and that'll be after the elections. I mean, are they trying to put him in jail because they're trying to create a civil war? That's a question.
I think maybe that may be true. I think that's possible.
Okay. Okay. Are they trying to put him in jail because they're trying to galvanize him to the patriot community to create such a disunity in the United States that we basically create a civil war? But who's paying the bills with all this stuff? I mean, it was Shadel Adelson was the one who gave Trump all that money, that big, you know, that casino magnate, the tycoon guy in the first election. All of this stuff is part of what's happening behind the scenes. And we ask ourselves a question, you know, why are we allowing ourselves, you know, and we have a friend of ours who really, I don't talk about much on the shows, and I'm not going to even mention his name. He says there's never going to be a political solution to a spiritual problem. And that's what we have here in the United States right now. We've got a spiritual problem in the United States, which has allowed this to occur. We've got transgenders in schools teaching little children, and people said, okay. We have all this weird stuff going on because remember, the Kabbalah teaches that, you know, God is an hermaphrodite. He's both male and female, that he's a snake in the tree, and the closest representation a human being can ever have is to be a transgender or to be a homosexual. So you have this whole group that believes that are basically pushing the money strings behind the scenes, because the Rothschilds were brought in by Jacob Frank into that Kabbalist network that was pushed by Sabbatai Zevi in 1666. All of these groups are as evil as they get. And so the problem is that they're all against God Almighty, the great I am, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's why, Dave, I'm going to tell everybody listening on the show right now, I am a Christian. I follow Jesus Christ. I will die for Jesus Christ as a Christian. I will always promote Jesus Christ on my show as a Christian. And when I talk about God, I'm talking about the great I am. I'm talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, period. Now, how many other alt media people have you heard say that? They talk about God, 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 God mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. I've heard you say it, Dave. But see, that's because we are first of all, here's the thing. You know, my wife died a few years ago.
I know.
And the thing about it is I realize I will see her again in heaven. I got that. But I also realize that, you know, if we don't say who Jesus Christ is, if we don't recognize him before everybody, the Bible says God will not recognize us.
Okay?
It says that. So here's the thing. Why do these alt media people who say they hear from God never talk about Jesus? They never talk about the relationship of Jesus. They never talk about the blood of Jesus. They never talk about Calvary. They never talk about how the blood of Jesus sanctifies us from our sins. They don't talk about Jesus. You know, that's why they don't bring it up. I remember I was talking to one lady years ago, and I was talking about Jesus. I'd gotten saved, and she was Jehovah's Witness, and they don't believe in the deity of Christ either. And she finally says, "You're making too much about Jesus." And I said, "It's all about Jesus."
Exactly.
I said, "Everything's about Jesus, but they don't. But you don't hear it. You don't hear the alt media who claim to be following God, who claim to be the very oracle, the very voice of God Almighty, to talk about Jesus, or they don't talk about their relationship with Christ. They don't talk about having communion." Years ago, this is the absolute verifiable story, and all my stories are true, just like yours are. I'm on Coast to Coast, okay? And it's just 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the week before Easter Sunday. It's like Thursday or Friday night before Good Friday. And I'm doing the show, and I bring up this hop. I said, "Well, let's talk about the blood of Jesus." I think it was George Norrie was the host. He ignored me. Went to commercial break. He comes back on, and I said, "It's Easter weekend. Let's talk about the blood of Jesus." Because, you know, they bring every witch and weirdo on that show they can. And then another commercial break. Lisa Lyons, the host, the producer, comes on and says, "Oh, by the way, don't bring that up again about Jesus and the blood." And I'm like, "Okay, why not?" She goes, "Well, George told me that, you know, if you do, we're going to terminate the broadcast." I'm like, "Whoa, okay." So I didn't bring it up again. I thought, "What the heck?" I'm up.
I hear you. I've had my dealings with him too. You know, the new movement, and we don't really have time to develop this because we're almost out of time, but the Holy Spirit, Jesus couldn't be everywhere when he was ministering during his human life. The Holy Spirit indwells in all of us, and basically the Trinity is where it's at, and you don't hear many people talking about the Trinity. And I think if your pastor doesn't talk about the Trinity, then he shouldn't be your pastor. That's my opinion.
Well yeah, but you think about it. These alt media shows like that, they come in and they won't let you talk about the blood of Christ. There's a reason for that, because who's paying the bills with this? They don't want to talk about Jesus. And so if we can't talk about Jesus, and by the way, I was never asked to be back on that show. That was many years ago. And I'm not even sure if these guys are even on the air anymore, if the producer's still who it was. But the point is that I know what I was told on that show. The sad part about it is that, you know, we sit back and we watch all of this stuff, and they can bring witches and warlocks and wizards and weirdos and Kabbalists, everybody on the show. But you can't talk about the blood of Jesus, because it's the blood of Jesus that sanctifies us. The Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. But he may not devour us, because we are sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. And they know that. They don't want Christians to come together through the blood of Jesus, through the power of prayer, and stop this mess, because prayer creates scalar energy, which changes the fabric of space-time, and I've done entire shows on that. And so if they understood who you were, if you understood who you were as a Christian right now, if you understood the power that you've got, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and you can listen to my show from yesterday, we'll talk about that. If you understood that right now, you would do everything you possibly could to stay in prayer, do communion, go to church on Sunday, and stay together as the body of believers and pray together, because you'll change everything. They know that, Dave. That's why they don't want that. That's why they've co-opted the school systems. That's why they put these trannies in the schools. That's why they've taken the prayer out of the schools. They don't want to teach Christians how to be Christians and little Americans how to be little Americans. And that's why the Roman, that's why the Rome fell. They stopped raising little Romans. Then we stopped raising little Christians back in the 60s with Dr. Spock. And that's the problem that we've got right now. And we're no longer the people we once were. The ones who would stand in a landing craft on D-Day and wait to get shot. I mean, where are those men? Well, they've been co-opted through testosterone because their testosterone has been co-opted through estrogen and through female hormones and all the rest of this stuff. And they know they're doing this to us and they're changing our DNA. Look at the nonsense of the clot shot and what that shot did to everybody. And how many people are dying of pericarditis and myocarditis. At least Dr. Fauci, that piece of garbage, that he looks like a rat, by the way. He ended up basically getting skewed before Congress the other day. And, you know, and Marjorie Greene said that he needs to be arrested for crimes against humanity. And then she's right. But yet he was the one who said if you take away people's ideological preferences, you'll stop all of this stuff and
that's
force
right.
them to get the shot.
Ted, I'm going to hold it right here for because this is a good note to end on anyway. You've got it. Your summary here was fantastic, as I totally agree. And you've given the audience something to take away. But
the Holy Spirit.
We got about a minute left, Ted. And you have a company called Health Masters. And I can tell you, Health Masters kept me off the operating table about 20 years ago. And Ted said, hey, just give me a chance here, Dave. You may not need that surgery. And he was right. Tell people we've got a coupon code for the products at Health Masters. You've got people there that answer questions. The coupon code is 5DH. You get 5% off. Anything else I need to tell the audience, Ted, before we close?
Well, I can't remember if it was DH5 or 5DH.
It's 5DH.
Yeah, 5DH. But the thing about it is that healthmasters.com, Ted and Austin Brower Show. If you liked what I talked about today on this show, you'll love the Ted and Austin Brower Show. If you think I'm off, you will not like my show. Don't bother to look at it. but I'm just being honest. It's just I'm not going to play games. It's going to be about Jesus on my show. It's going to be about the power of the Holy Spirit.
I'm uncompromising too, and we might be in a FEMA camp together before extermination, but so be it.
Here's the thing. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? They have no authority over us. We go to heaven anyhow. We're here for a little while, and we're gone. So what is the point if we can't glorify God while we're here? The only purpose a man has is to serve God and obey his commandments, period. That's what the word of God says, and to accept Jesus Christ for who he said he is, and to basically honor him all the days of our life. And that's how I see it right now, and that's the way I'm always going to see it. And so, you know, Ted and Austin Brower Show, you know, we're on Global Star. You go to the healthmasters.com website, pull the show up and listen to it. We're also on videos. You watch us on video now. And I love you guys. I pray for you on an ongoing basis. You guys are amazing. Stand your ground is what the word of God says all the days of your life.
Great
period,
job,
and remember that.
We got a hold of
it. Thank
right
you, Dave.
Great job. But listen, hey, we're going to do a show on scalar technology. And
let's do it. I'd love to.
Prayer. Thanks, Ted. Great job.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Hey, everybody, Dave Hodge is here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask you to amplify our results by please sharing far and wide. And don't worry about whether these people agree with you. The idea is to wake people up who are choosing willfully to remain ignorant in overwhelming evidence that our country has been conquered and taken from us by satanic Bolshevik communists. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by an interesting product that caught my attention. It's fascinating. I have a question for you. If you could restore your gut health with one simple fix, how would you do it? Well, a California physician by the name of Dr. Gundry, is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video to be released. And you can watch this free video right now called The New gutfix.com/Dave. The new gutfix.com/Dave. You can also click the link at the bottom in the description box if you're watching on social media. But you know what's really fascinating? This video reveals how you can transform your gut with one simple thing. Find out how by watching the free video, the new gutfix.com/Dave. This is going to be just really brief. There are no coincidences. I mean, none. Zero. Nada. The trial and the timing, and it hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. I said, how could you have been so stupid? Hunter Biden was tried and found guilty on the lesser of all charges that can be brought against him. foreign influence, acting as a government agent when you're not. I mean, we could get into all kinds of violations, right? Including treason. But he wasn't charged with serious crimes. He was charged with a gun violation, under drugs, lied on a federal form. I mean, first of all, the sentence for this is going to be minuscule. Secondly, they're going to forum shop, and they're risking nothing because they're going to find a corrupt Democratic judge. They're going to, just like the one that we have in New York with Merchant, and they're going to turn this over on appeal. And even if that were to fail, the trump card in this whole matter is the presidential pardon, which is surely going to come. But here's why they did it. They did the trial now on the lesser of all charges. Okay, little slap on the wristy for little boy, cocaine addict. But you know what? It followed Trump's bogus conviction. So now they can say no one's above the law. It's justified with Trump. Look, even the president's son, you know, everyone's treated the same under the law. Now, we know that's a load of BS, especially when you look at the FBI and the justice system today. But this is why they did it now. And they may as well just charge him with jaywalking. Okay, that's the bottom line. Well, anyway, I just wanted to share that thought, clean that up. This was a trial for show to justify the bogus, heinous conviction of Donald Trump in New York. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Don't forget to check us out in our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv, and we'll see you back here. Thank you so much for joining us.